Man, did you see the headline? New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed women and broke the law. Now, the late night shows are off, but they're doing reruns, so I'm doing rerun late night jokes. These jokes are from March, but they are appropriate today. Trevor Noah said the only person who still wishes it was 2020 is Andrew Cuomo. These allegations are some serious stuff. Bullying and groping women, a madman office culture, and pushing women to wear dresses and heels. I mean, it sounds like Cuomo basically thought of himself like a bouncer outside a nightclub, which is convenient for him because that might be his job in a couple months. At some point, we're going to find out the Statue of Liberty only holds that torch so she can fend him off. Seth Meyers said, if Andrew Cuomo's dad hadn't been governor, there's a good chance he'd be working at one of those used car dealerships in Queens that does local ads during Yankee broadcasts. Come on down to Cuomo Kia, Kew Gardens, Cuomo Cars, Cuomo Savings. Isn't that right? Former Yankees third baseman Scott Brosius. John Oliver was working this week. He said no workplace should be in danger of shutting down because it loses one person, unless that workplace is the Sex and the City reboot. What are you thinking? It's never going to work without Kim Cattrall. It's not that any of you are bad. It's that you only work together. I can't appreciate my period in Charlotte if I don't have my naughty Samantha, and I live for Miranda, but if she's not serving side eye while Samantha's using penne pasta to describe her Italian lover's penis, what is the point? Oliver also spoke about the broken front line of emergency medical services, meaning underpaid emergency responders. Oliver said there was a small irony in all the vocal appreciation that took place last year. One EMT worker said, I don't need pizza. I need to be able to pay my bills. Oliver said, right. People clapping and giving appreciation was very nice, but it wasn't a substitute for the things they actually needed, like a living wage and health benefits. Think about it like this. If you had a heart attack and paramedics showed up with some pepperoni pie and some garlic knots, you'd be grateful, sure, but you'd also be justified in pointing out that that's not everything that the situation demanded. From the Montreal Times, Bruce Hills, he runs Just for Laughs, the Montreal Comedy Festival. Next year, 2022, Just for Laughs will celebrate its 40th anniversary. Bruce Hills says the festival will mark its 40th anniversary in a big way. It's very important to us that we have the biggest festival ever. One way of doing that is to have all of the comedians who have been longtime JFL fan favorites return to Montreal so we can stage the biggest and best festival yet. Road trip, July 2022. Let's all meet up in Montreal, Daily Comedy News listeners. Mike Mika is a video game developer, and he revealed on Twitter he once pitched a Happy Gilmore video game to the Happy Madison crew. He shared a photo of what the cover of the video game might have looked like and said it would have been a hybrid of fighting and golf. Adam Sandler himself was all about it and down for the project. Mike Mika says Sandler was, quote, super supportive of the project, and his brother even tried to get it pushed through. Mika says that Sandler and his whole crew are the absolute best group to work with. The moment you meet Adam Sandler's crew, they make you feel like one of the guys. Kevin Hart has a new gig. I mean, it had been like a week and a half without Kevin Hart announcing something new. Well, he has a talk show on Peacock. It's titled Heart to Heart. During the hour-long show, Kevin Hart will sit in his virtual wine cellar and get to know his guests. In the teaser, Kevin Hart says, we're going to get to know one another. We drink wine here. We're going to have a heart-to-heart. This debuts on Peacock on Thursday. I smell cancellation already. Even though Kevin Hart is super popular, he does have a lot of projects that seem to come and go. I don't know. Do you want to watch heart-to-heart? No. Colin Jost and his brother Casey Jost are co-writing a brand new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie for Paramount Pictures. It is an untitled live-action movie and has nothing to do with the CGI animated film that Seth Rogen is producing. Trevor Moore spoke to Wisconsin Public Radio in 2018 to promote his comedy special The Story of Our Times. Trevor convinced Comedy Central to let him do a 24-hour telethon leading up to the airing. The event pitted Moore against sleep and featured an ongoing rotation of comedians, guests, and callers that laid the groundwork for the Trevor Moore show. One of those comedians that was booked was Blair Soucy. She caught Moore's attention and ended up landing the Andy Richter / Ed McMahon role on the show. Trevor said, Blair is just a hilarious comedian who I'd never met until she came on the 24-hour show. Every hour in the show would do a different thing, and we were talking about the singularity and, like, AI and whether or not AI will overtake mankind in 2045, which is what Ray Kurzweil has predicted. And when Blair was on, she just made the whole hour hilarious because she didn't care about the computers. She kind of cut through it all. She was just making jokes all the time. It just kind of worked so well. that when they asked me to do this thing regularly, I was like, well, what about having Blair as a co-host? Because she's hilarious. In addition to continuing the Trevor Moore Show, Trevor and the rest of the Whitest Kids You Know troupe are working on creating an animated movie. They've been crowdfunding it by performing sketches on Twitch TV. Trevor Moore says the film is about a couple of billionaires in a race to put a city on Mars. That's the kind of line that we like to take where, all right, we're not talking about Elon Musk, we're not talking about Branson or Bezos or any of those guys, but we're going to talk about this. What's happening in society right now is like all these rich guys are about to start colonizing the moon because we think that's going to be an issue 20 years from now. It's not going to age itself out quickly. Today's Daily Comedy News brought to you by Palace Intrigue. You know, the short form show about the royal family. You want to know what Harry and Meghan are up to. They're probably up to something as we speak, right? Yeah, the Queen's sitting home going, I'm 95. Will you knuckleheads cut it out? Just leave me in peace. It's always good stuff. Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. Brooklyn Nine-Nine heading for its final season. Terry Crews spoke to Variety. He said, it was so sad. I mean, you spend more time with these guys than you do with your own family. It's so much work, but it's so much fun. We laugh all day. As for the final season, we had a lot of adjustments, a lot of somber talks, but when I look at the scripts and look at what we did, people will not be disappointed. I've been blessed to work with such amazing showrunners and writers and people who know how to entertain, but also inform. I'm working with these amazing actors and picking their brains, asking techniques, always trying to improve and get better. Would he ever return to his role? I'm already pitching ideas. Hey, let's do a Brooklyn Nine-Nine movie. We could do one every year. Brooklyn Nine-Nine's last season premieres August 12th. I got to catch up on this. So I was extremely late to the show. I like the show a lot, but I'm only in like season 3. So I got to churn through. But there's like Mets games and Olympics and Flight Simulator came out for Xbox. So like I have no time. I got to get moving on this. And from Snopes, your home for comedy news. For some reason, they answer the question, was Dave and Buster's founded by Dave Chappelle and rapper Busta Rhymes? I think you know the answer, but I'll walk you through it. The answer, no. Dave and Buster's was founded by duo David Corvo and James Buster Corley, who met in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1978. Corvo opened his first business in 1975 called Cash McCool's, which was described as a saloon and game parlor, followed by Slick Willie's World of Entertainment, which was also the nickname for the White House in the 90s, which hosted billiards, video games, and other entertainment. In 1978, Corley's opened Buster's, a bar and restaurant right next to Cash McCool's. Buster's gained a reputation as a place for yuppies, lobbyists, politicians, and bond daddies, which were a particular kind of Southern security sales businessman and was considered particularly sordid. Wait, all this was happening in Arkansas? Yuppies, lobbyists, politicians, Slick Willie's World of Entertainment? Yeah, I think I accidentally stumbled into something here. I'll leave it there because I don't want to get the, he gets so political on the podcast. It's a joke, man. Relax. The neighbors bonded and by 1982 decided to start a business together in Dallas, which they called Dave and Buster's. Corvo managed the games and entertainment while Corley handled food and beverages. Snopes adds that Dave Chappelle and Busta Rhymes, whose birth name is Trevor Taheem Smith Jr., may or may not have stepped inside of Dave and Buster's before, at which point somebody may have inevitably made this rather weak joke. Snopes rates the claim as false. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow this show if you don't already. You got to hit the follow button on whatever app you're using. You're on Apple Podcasts. Go to the top right, 3 dots. Go up there. Click on that. Click where it says follow. Spotify, same kind of idea. Google Podcasts, same kind of idea. If you enjoy my company and you like to support the show financially, you can hit the tip jar at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I will take your $5. I will go to the National Donuts chain and I'll buy something, most likely a large iced coffee with caramel and milk. buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Catch you back here tomorrow.